You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. Hey, thanks for joining us. Go grab your pet. Bring them around the radio. They enjoy the show, too. I think. Maybe. The animals in the studio right now, they're actually asleep. I think the show calms them and makes them sleepy.
They come in here for their nap. Weekly nap. Yeah,
hopefully you're not doing the same thing. This hour, we're going to be talking to Betsy Saul. Who is she, you say? Well, you've heard of the website Pet Finder, right?
Yes.
I mean, who hasn't? It is probably the utmost authority on adoption.
I found
the first one.
I found my dog on Pet Finder.
Really?
Yes,
did you?
I did.
She started that a little over two decades ago. A little under two decades ago. And we actually started at about the same time. And it was a pretty small little website. I remember when we started, it was just a little baby website. It soon transformed into something bigger than life and is really her legacy, her first legacy. She's now working on her second legacy, which is a new website called 911fosterpets.com. And what it is it's a site looking for foster parents to take care of animals between the time that they enter the shelter and they get adopted. So if you're one of those people that likes fostering animals, you're going to love this website, and she'll be telling us about it in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Also, next hour, Nicole Sullivan, actress and comedian Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV and King of Queens, the little blonde bombshell. Very funny gal. She loves the animals, and she's doing something very special for the animals. We're going to find out what that is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to go to the phones. Toll-free 1-866-405-8405. And doing a check of news right after that. What are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, you know, usually when you talk about mice, it's like, eek, a mouse. In this case, it would be, oh my God, an enormous rodent. 120-pound rodent in
wow.
the news.
You know, I heard about
That's
this.
Big.
I can't believe they actually call this a rodent. What makes a rodent, Dr. Debbie?
What makes it, it's just the category of the animal that it's derived from. But yeah, and you know, this kind of critter, we actually have a couple that come to my office, and they are kind of cool. It's like a mix between a pig and a mouse. It's really cool.
What Lori will be telling you about seems to be something that's picking up interest across the country. And I don't want to say a fad because I hate animal fads, but there are a lot of people that
terrible.
Are starting to get this kind of animal. And we'll find out about it in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Ready to go to the phones? Can we do that? Oh, by the way, Robert Semerow with five fall seasonal dangers next hour.
Okay, now let's go to the phones.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
What's on your mind?
My dog, 2 years old, lab mix. Around her tail, she's been chewing on it, scratching and all that. She's got it raw with the hair missing.
Okay.
And I'm wondering is because of her food or what?
You said she's losing hair. Is that at like her rump area right in front of the tail?
All around the tail. And a
all
lot
around
of rump.
The tail. Like actually and on the tail itself.
Not really just on the tail, but where the tail joins the body.
Okay. In that vicinity. Is the rest of her fur okay? Any other patterns?
No, that's the only bare spot she has.
How old is she?
She's two.
2 years old. Okay. Well, you're just getting into the fun quieting down years for Labradors.
Oh, she's a lot of fun, yeah. She keeps me out of trouble.
Well, I just laugh because I have two Labradors and one's perpetually a two-year-old. So, but so with her having that itchiness, does it seem better, worse at any time of the year? Or has it been kind of an ongoing issue?
It just started like maybe 2 weeks ago, where she started, you know, digging at it and scratching and chewing and all that.
Okay. In that area on the kind of the rump, right in front of the tail, that's a prime area for fleas and for flea dermatitis. So I would definitely want to make sure that we're addressing really vigilant flea control, because even one little bite from those critters can send a dog with a flea allergy into the itchies for weeks. So that would be one of the first things I'd want to make sure that we're doing a good flea program with shampoos. There's different topical meds. And you can kind of lift up the hair, and if you kind of push the hair backwards, sometimes you can actually see evidence of fleas, and that may be what we call flea dirt, where you see like looks like pepper almost under the hair coat. So that might give us a clue that we need to really work on that flea control.
I haven't seen a flea on her.
Okay.
So basically, the only place you can see is on her belly, but I haven't seen scurrying across her belly at all.
Yeah, and it can be hard. I mean, these little guys fleas are pretty tiny, so, you might not see them, but, look for that flea dirt. If you see that and you don't see any critters, it means they're still there. Now, outside of fleas, there's a lot of other things we could be looking at, and Labradors are a dog that we see a lot of problems with, allergies and skin-related problems of all sorts. So anything from yeast infection in Labradors is very common, but allergies where they're just having almost like a hypersensitivity, where they're just scratching, they're itching. It tends to be in more than just one area, so I would want to make sure that we're looking at that area. If we see any kind of redness, any kind of crusting, anything yellow, then we really want to make sure we get a sample of that, because sometimes we'll add in antibiotics and yeast medicine, things along those lines, if there's an infection. For itching, for mild itching, for allergies, I'm a fan of using, antihistamines. And you'd want to, talk to your veterinarian about the right dosage and so forth. But that would be something like doggy Benadryl. And then ultimately, we might even look at her diet. It's a little less common to have just an all of a sudden problem with a food allergy. But for some dogs, and Labradors are a breed, we can see food allergies where it's things that they eat that actually cause their skin to itch. And it seems kind of crazy, but that is the case in dogs.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.